The Gemara in Suchulin talks about a chaticha shel nevelo that got in contact with other chatichas. And the Gemara says that it's aser achiyitim botam. That's the Gemara's Darish Rabbah. That's the introduction of the Gemara. Comes along the Gemara and says, why is it achiyitim botam? Hello, it's min bimino. And Rav said this statement according to who? According to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. If it's min bimino, it should even be less than tam. Emphrit the Gemara. The Gemara answers, very simple. It's kadam v'silko. Since it's kadam v'silko, the original iser is not existent anymore. So therefore, it's achiyitim botam. That's the Gemara's original answer. Then comes along Rava, and Rava says, no, it's not kadam v'silko. The original iser is still there in the pot. But it was a combo platter of a min bimino v'she'eno mino. And we have a halachic concept called salek, that if you have a double combination of min bimino v'she'eno mino, we say, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, salek es mino, v'ave kamish min v'she'eno mino, and min v'she'eno mino, Rabbi Yehuda agrees, is totally on the scene as tam, and that's why Rabbi originally said that it was a case of, achiyetim botam. Rebbe. Everyone got the Gemara down? That's the Gemara's. That's the setup of the Gemara.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
Doesn't Rava says Mipnei Shehein Mina, though.
Yeah.
So that doesn't answer the question. He's saying it's a Min B'mino B'Shehein O'mino, but this is it's clearly a case of Shehein Mina.
And,
no?
And you're asking, so then why should it be Tali on Tom?
No. Rava says himself it's not a case of Min B'Shehein O'mino.
Oh, Rava? Rava about Salek?
Yeah.
Rav at the end of the Gemara. Have a min bimino u visheeno mino, and salek es mino vahave kemin visheeno mino.
So he's saying that it's really not a min bimino. He's saying it's a min bimino
visheeno mino. Halachically, it transforms to be a min bimino, correct.
But Rav himself says.
A min visheeno mino, I'm sorry.
But Rav himself says, Kulon Mipnei Shehein Mino. Rav says himself that it's a Mina case.
Right, so Rava just touched up and said, yes, it is Min B'Mino, but since there was an Eino Mino also, there was a Cholent, so therefore I halachically could respond to this as treated as a Min B'Sheino Mino, because through the mechanism called Salik.
Okay.
Good. So everybody, so we're going to have to get back to that Salik. But fundamentally, the Gemara is very problematic, as we pointed out last week. As the Rishonim will ask, on this Gemara, I don't understand. But fundamentally, why should it be Tali on Nesinas Tam? If it's a Min Bimino, like Rabbi Yehuda, so then you should say the Min Bimino, which according to Rabbi Yehuda is what? Aser's Min Bimino Afilu what? Mashu Afilu Kolshu. That should now propel the recipient Chaticha B to be Aser. And then that should now create a Matzav of Hanan. That now, that should answer the rest of the pieces. That's the kash of the Rishonim. The Gemara doesn't read straight. It still should not be totally on the Sinas Tam. Everyone understand the kasha? Once you're in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, so then you should say Hanan, even if there was a kolshu and there wasn't an Sinas Tam. So how do you accept this Gemara on face value? That was the kasha of the Rishonim. So there were two approaches that the Rishonim developed. That was the opinion of Rabbi Tam. And the opinion of Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Tam answers this question and he says, no, you've been misinformed. You were running with the assumption that any time an Isser touches another Isser and there wasn't a sheer bittel, so then Chaticha Atzmanasis Nevela applies. Zok the Halig Rabbeinu Tam and says, there's one exception to that rule, namely our Gemara. And that's how Rabbeinu Tam understands why you need the Sinas Tam into that first piece. I spoke to you and say to Rabbi Say, some of you that got hung up a little bit about this, but understand that Nesinas Tam over here is a ratio. Even though technically it's not going to be Niker, you're not going to be able to taste it because it's Mimino, it's a volume, it's a certain amount that's going to be Nesinas Tam, that's what the Gemara is referring to. So now Rabbeinu Tam says, Chaticha Atzmanasis Nevela applies to every Isser with one exception. Which exception? In Isser Mashu. Oh, Im Kain, Zokta Rabbeinu Tam. Now the Gemara reads like a charm. We're in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. We were suggesting that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there should be Hanan through Min Bimino, which is this Aser B'Mashu. Zokta Heilig Rabbeinu Tam. No, not so fast. Not if there's not a volume of Shir Nesinas Tam, because Hanan needs Tam. Hanan needs a significant amount, and if it's not going to be a Shir Nesinas Tam, you don't begin Hanan through Mashu. That's Rabbeinu Tam's answer. Why is that? What is it all about? Let's get back to that. We have to hold off for a second. Comes along Rabbeinu Ephraim and says, Mazeh, where did he get this from? Zokt Rabbeinu Ephraim, you misunderstood the Gemara. Zokt Rabbeinu Ephraim, this chat in this Gemara is totally on his sinas tam. You want to know why? Because it's not working through Chaticha Atzmanasas Nevela. The Gemara says Chaticha Atzmanasas Nevela. That's not what the Gemara meant. What the Gemara meant was what? What the Gemara meant was you have to make sure that the original trigger, the original Iser, the original Chatichas Nevela is still Chai V'Kayam and now has the ability to cause problems traveling through other pieces and now Asering other pieces. Says the Rabbeinu Ephraim, this is the riot to my Yisod, that Hanan doesn't apply outside the world of Basar V'Chalav. And what do I need over here? I don't need Hanan. I don't have Hanan. Says Rabbeinu Ephraim, the second piece that's receiving the Iser is now just acting as a tunnel to now transfer the Iser from the first piece onto the other pieces. But what's the Oser over here? Not a second recipient. Not a Chaticha Atzmanasas Nevela, but rather what? The original Iser. And if the original Iser is Command Issa, is around, so then it's going to Aser. If the original Iser is Command Alessa, then it's not going to be able to Aser. How do I know whether or not the original Iser is Command Issa or Command Alessa? It's Achiyitim Botan. That's exactly what the Gemara meant. So Rabbeinu Ephraim disagreed fundamentally with the Rabbeinu Tam in approaching our Sugya. In the world of theoretics, this is not practical, but in the world of theory, could Rabbeinu Ephraim understand in theory that Hanan could apply to an Iser Mashu? Sure. It just practically never plays out because he limits it to Batsav Chalav, which is not an Iser Mashu. But fundamentally, could he understand and swallow such an idea? The answer is yes. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam understood that Chaticha Atzmanasas Nevela could never apply and is limited in its power and its capacity when it comes to an Iser Mashu. It has to be in a Sinas Tam. So that is a fundamental machlokes, not only about the realm of where Hanan applies, but also the capacity of Hanan, whether or not it could apply to an Iser Mashu or not. Yeah, David.
Rabbeinu Ephraim is forced to say this whole tunnel thing because he holds there's no Hanan except by Basar V'Chalav.
I don't know what came first, the egg or the chicken, but yeah, in a Hanami. Yeah, that's what he says.
Do we see this by like any other Rishonim, this concept of like this tunnel concept, or is it just by him?
No, because every other Rishon is understanding Hanan outside, so the Gemara, they have to approach our Gemara differently. Like I always say, Rabbi say, it's all the Rishonim navigating all the difficult Gemaras and developing their theories in order to try to navigate these difficult Gemaras. It's the same kashas that you guys asked, but the Rishonim just had answers. Okay. Rabbi say, so that's the approach. Comes along the Ran, before we get back to the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rabbeinu Ephraim, and asks another fundamental question. He says, forget Hanan for a second. I don't care about Hanan, okay? I don't get it. If I'm in the world of Rabbi Yehuda and Mashu Asers, so let the Mashu be the trigger and being tunneling through and let the Mashu Aser the other pieces. Whoa, that's a different kasha. That's not working through the mechanics of Hanan. That's asking, once you're in the world of Mashu, why can't Mashu Aser the other pieces, piece number 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, in the world of Rabbi Yehuda? Everyone chopped that different type of kasha? Zokter Ran, the Mashu can't exist once it connects to a second Chaticha. And the second the Mashu is moving on in conjunction with another entity, then you don't have a limit, then you don't have the option of Iser Mashu, a new cloud that's applied to the Iser Mashu. But it's fundamental for our sugya because you have to ask yourself two questions. Number one, what happened to Hanan? Number two, within the world of Rabbi Yehuda, even though we don't paskin like him, you still have to explain why the Mashu itself doesn't aser into the other pieces. And that is the answer of the Ran attacks, and the Ran says, because it's joining up with other entities. So Rabbi Isai, now I'd like to explore the sheet. Yeah, David.
Is that a kasha on the first piece or on the second, on the Shar Chatichos?
It's a kasha on the first piece. Why doesn't the mashu of the first piece go weiter? once it gets to the second piece, even without Hanan. But it's still Mashu.
Meaning so, that first piece, right, the
Nevela. Why do you need Nesinas Tam from the first piece? Let the Mashu live on, according to Rabbi Yehuda. On that, the Ran has to develop this Yisod within the opinion of Yehuda that you don't Aser Mashu once it joins in with other things. So Rabbi Isai, I'd like to ask you the following question. We started off with this question, Aloch Lamaisa, that is going to be Nogea Mirtz Hashem next week, Kabbalah in B'Toiva. I mean, Mirtz Hashem, it won't be Nogea because you shouldn't trape up anything. But let's see how we can navigate this shuttle. There was a piece of chametz that fell onto a chaticha. That chaticha, now this is on Pesach, and therefore that chaticha now becomes asur. So now the question is, once that chaticha gets mixed up, no one realizes it, gets mixed up into the other pieces, so now do I say that it's Hanan, and now I need to be mevatel the entire piece, or not? So would you say Hanan, basically what I'm asking is, would you say Hanan by chametz, which is aser b'mashu? So comes along the Taz, in Simin Tzadi Beis, which is the Simin we spent a lot of time last month on the Yisoidus of Hanan, comes along the Taz and he quotes, and he says that Trey Mashu, he builds this Yisod, it's in the Taz in Simin Tzadi Beis, Sifkat and Tesayim, Zokta Taz, Trey Mashu Loyamrina, which means the Mashu Isser, that is from Chametz, that fell onto the first piece, will Aser the first piece, but we won't say Mashu again to now Aser the other pieces. Trey Mashu Lo Amrina. And the Yisoid is basically exactly like we developed in Rabbeinu Tam in our Taisus. Zokta Rabbeinu Tam, that what? The reason why in our Gemara you need Achiyitim by Tam is because you're not going to say Hanan from the first, second piece to now Aser the other pieces. Because why? Because the Isser is what? An Isser Mashu. And in Isser Mashu, you don't say Hanan. That is the approach of the Taz in Simin Tzadi Beis, Sifkat and Dev Zayin, which will now be very, very anageya, halacha lemaisa, legabe our Shiloh. However, comes along the Shach and Nekudas HaKesef. The Shach and Nekudas HaKesef is not the Shach's Iker Perish on Shulchan Aruch. It's his responses to Psokim of the Taz in Simin Tzadi Beis. All over Shulchan Aruch. And this is the Nekudas HaKesef in Simin Tzadi Beis on this Taz. Zok the Shach, we misunderstood the Pshat in our Rabbeinu Tam. Whereas the Taz understood that there's an absolute Yisod with, when it comes to Hanan, that Hanan is limited by what? Mashu. And Hanan can't exist to be Trey Mashu, which means I'm now going to say it to now Aser other things. And therefore the Taz extended it even to Chametz on Pesach. Says the Shach, all Rabbi Natan was referring to was whose Shita? The Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is that what? Is that Min Bimino is Aser B'Mashu. Zokt Rabbi Natan, Min Bimino is Aser B'Mashu only when it's Min Bimino. But the second it's going to be joined up with other things, so then it's no longer going to be the classic Min Bimino Aser B'Mashu, and it limits the capacity of the Mashu of Min Bimino to now Aser other pieces. Basically, the Shach is saying what the Ran used to explain the Kasha that I had on Rabbi Yehuda is exactly what Rabbi Nutam is saying in the world of Hanan, to say that you can't have Hanan by Min Bimino because it joined up with the rest of the piece, and that can't go further into the next piece. Says the Shach, but outside the world of Min Bimino, Rabbi Nutam's Yisod is not relevant. If that's going to be the explanation of the Rabbi Nutam, so then what's going to happen, says the Shach? It's not going to be relevant for other types of Mashu Yisurim. Namely what? Namely, chametz. Says the Shach, there is no such principle that an Isser Mashu doesn't have the capacity to now create Hanan and be relevant to now Aser again. The Taz missed the boat. It was specific to the specific type of Isser Mashu, which was formulated in Rabbi Yehuda Shita, which was fundamentally about what? A Taruvis that's only Min Bimino. On that, says Rabbeinu Tam, we don't have the ability to implement Hanan. On that, we don't have the ability to Aser again. On that was where the Gemara was talking about that Hanan would not be relevant Ad Shiyita in Botam. But comes along the Shach because he compares it to what the Ran says in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. That was Rabbeinu Tam's approach of how to analyze the concept of Hanan. It would come out in a major fundamental machlekes halacha lemaisa between the Shach and the Taz on whether or not you're going to have the other pieces becoming usher through Hanan by the Isser Mashu of Chametz, which is not only relevant to Min Bimino, but we know that Chametz Usser B'Mashu is relevant Bein Bimino, Bein Mishaino Mino. Every Chametz is Usser B'Mashu, no matter what the style of the Taruv is. So again, this Machlekes, the Shach and the Taz has millions of dollars riding on it. What was shot in that one liner of the Rabbeinu Tam? Was he saying a Svara in Min Bimino Legabe Rabbi Yehuda? Or was he saying a svara in every single Isser Mashu, even if it's not only Min Bimino? That is now going to have ramifications on whether or not I'm going to Aser in a situation of an Isser Mashu that's Aser even outside of Min Bimino like Chametz. But if it's something that's also dependent on Min Bimino, let's say a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirim, which is Aser B'Mashu, only by a Min Bimino, according to most Rishonim. So then everyone will agree to what the Taz says. The Shach just takes issue with the Taz that to apply this to a case of Chametz, which is relevant to both the Taruv is a mixture of Min Bimino or Min Bishaino Mino, that much Rabbeinu Tam didn't say. And therefore, I think that you would be able to have an issue of Hanan when it comes to an issue of Chametz and the like, because you're adding more to the Yisod of Rabbeinu Tam. Yosef.
According to the Rabbeinu Ephraim, this kasha doesn't even start, right?
Correct, 100%. 100%. It's all assuming Hanan by Shari Sur. Okay, Rabbi Isai, so this unbelievable, Rabbi Isai. You have a question on just the interpretation of a shita, of a one-liner of Rabbeinu Tam, that could now be a million-dollar question in terms of affecting Hanan to Chametz. Yeah, David.
Rabbi, explain the Ran again, please.
The Ran was just asking, and that's why I just brought it before that. The Ran was just asking, forget Hanan. Why don't you just say the Mashu lives on and has the ability to answer other pieces? Comes along the Ran and he says, because it's not just the Mashu in a Min Bimino anymore. It now joined up with the other Min. And now it's living on, but it now is on a bus. It's going in with not just being the Isser Mashu anymore, and therefore it doesn't have that capability.
But isn't it in a pot with other chatichos now? So it is Mino.
No, but it's only going through the first piece. That's his problem. So you don't have the classic case of Mashu, Mimbimino, to now Aser, which Rabbi Yehuda was talking about in a case where it went through a first piece.
So what's the difference between the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam? In Rabbeinu Tam,
Ran wasn't discussing Hanan. The Shach thinks that they're not very different. And the Rabbeinu Tam had a similar explanation to also why Hanan wouldn't happen. But the Ran wasn't trying to answer why there was no Hanan.
And so without Tam, meaning without...
There's two questions you have to ask yourself. Why isn't the Mashu itself Asering? And then why don't I apply it to Hanan? So according to the Shach, the Rabbeinu Tam is very similar to the Ran, like you're suggesting. But it's also going to be affecting the world of Hanan. Why don't I apply Hanan over here? The reason why that's relevant is because we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So honestly, Lalacha, with the exception of Shitas Rashi, I don't really care why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't Aser B'Mashur. I care, Lemaisa, according to me, whether or not Hanan applies. So that's going to be the difference. Yeah. Rabbi Isai, yeah, Ed Adnan.
How does the Nekuzah Kesef, like, I don't get how he makes it into Min Bishen Omino.
No. He's just saying that you're asking by Chametz, the fact that Chametz asks, He's saying chametz aser is b'mim b'sheino mino.
But how did he make this our case here of a?
Well, let's look. Like, let's look at the. Let's look at the Nekudas HaKesef. He says it very similar to the Ran. He's saying that it's not, once it's no longer on its own, he's saying that a Mashu only has the ability to Aser when it's just it with the other min, with the other item. Here. Look at the. One second. Aim the varm nechonim become a dinim shoynim. The gam masha hisigal arama. Barosh masha retorno with the chomets with bezach and esbashal and chaticha vacher and esbashal also chaticha machiris. Ain no serves for mashu. Dover to move. Shall the lakami rabbani kishashi. He disagrees.
The Hosam Ainu Taima, there it was limited Rabbi Yehuda to Mimimino. The Kavan, the Loy Amrinan, the Achaticha Nasis Nevela, Kavan, Shaloy Nasser, Benoy Saint Tam, Im Kain Lekala Meimar, the Osa Mashu Shechatichos, Yeser Kol Achatichos Acheros, Kavan, the Chaticha Loy Nasis Nevela, Im Kain Loy Haba Oise Mashu, Legabe Achatichos Acheros, Mino, the Loy Shamino Rabbi Yehuda Domer Mimimino Loboto, Elekisha Oise Min, who shall iser levado. Rabbi Yehuda says, when does min b'mino aser? When all you have is going into the second min, the tarubis of min b'mino, the min of iser, and the min of heter. Then it asers b'mashu. But if you have a combination of min with something else, falling into another min, that would not be an example of min b'mino. Again, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion of min b'mino lobotel is what? Is dam with dam. So it has to be very similar to that. And if you're doing a combination, namely what? I'm relying on chaticha atzmas nasis nevela, so then that's not going to be just the min ha'aser. It's now going to be min b'she'eno mino falling into a min, or not a classic, let's call it a non-classic, min b'mino. So if it doesn't fit the regular, you know, model of min bimino, because it joined in with another type of min heter, so then now it's not going to have the effect and the impact that a classic iser mashu has legabe tarovis of min bimino. But says the shach, that's a limited svara within min bimino, that you got to follow the logic of min bimino. But if you're talking about an iser mashu that what that is relevant bein b'sheino mino bein b'min bimino, and it doesn't have to follow a specific model, so then you misunderstood the whole Rabbeinu Tam. And it's relevant to Aser, even in Hanan, even if it's not following the model of Mimimino, namely Chametz B'Pesach. So Zok the Shach, the Taz misunderstood that Svara that Tosfos said was limited to Rabbi Yehuda. It was limited to Mimimino, and it's not relevant anywhere else. It was in order to explain our Gemara, which was working within Rabbi Yehuda, but Lehalacha says the Shach, our Tosis does not have any ramifications and should not be relied upon. Actually, that's not true. It does not have any ramifications in terms of Isurim, that Mashu, that could exist outside of just Min Biminos. Okay, guys? So that is the explanation of the Tosis, Lefi the Shach, Lefi the Taz, which has unbelievable ramifications, Lagabe, this week of Chametz Aser b'mashu. Last week we discussed, Rabbi Yisai, different interpretations of the machlokes. Different interpretations in terms of the Rabbeinu Tam. Why? What's the rationale? Well, that really depends on this shach and taz. Because if you're saying it's a svara limited to min b'mino, so then you're rejecting all the other approaches that we suggested last week. Namely, there were different achronim that took on Rabbeinu Tam, the Pshat of Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim to be a different interpretation. Either Rabbeinu Tam was just saying Yisr Mashu is the Rabbanon, and therefore we're not going to apply it to a situation where Chanan is only the Rabbanon in the first place by Shari Surim. So it's two Rabbanon, so we're not going to be Mekel. That was the opinion of the Krasi and Plasi and the Prima Gadim, and that's why they didn't apply it to Nisr Mashu. Once you accept this Shach, that is not what Tosfos is saying. He was saying something limited to what? He was saying something limited to Min Bimino. He was saying a specific Svara in the way of the Taruvus of Min Bimino according to Rabbi Yehuda works. He wasn't trying to say an overarching principle of adding the Rabbanans to the Rabbanans. An additional problem that we had with that Pshat was that Tosfos, in the end of the Tosfos, when it's talking about Hagolas Kalim, Clay Midian, Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that holds the Chanan by Shari Surim would be an Issa D'Oraisa, not an Issa D'Rabbanan, so that would be an additional problem to having that approach. Then we introduced last week the opinion of Rabbi Aaron Cutler, that Rabbi Aaron Cutler had the Yisod that he thought that perhaps Rabbeinu Tam is Lishitosa with Rabbeinu Tam. Just like we learned in the Sugya of Tam Ke'iker, that Rabbeinu Tam was the biggest proponent of Tam, that Heter Nats Nefach Lios Isser, that you can be eaten something that's mutter, but since it was no Saint Tam from the Isser, so therefore that transforms the Heter to be Usser, and that is way Hanan works as well. So if that's the case, says Rabbi Aaron Cutler very sharply, that's only relevant when the Isser is not a Mashu type Isser, it's an Asinas Tam type Isser. But if you don't have an Asinas Tam to begin with, so you can't get Hanan by Shari Surim off the ground because it's totally on Asinas Tam. The problem with that approach, as we had, is that it's not necessarily la halacha that these Rabbeinu Tams are coexisting and on the same playing field. Baharaya, we paskin like the Shach against Rabbi Kiva Eger, that Hanan by Shari Surim is only Durabonon, yet we seem to be choshesh that Tam Ke'iker is an Issa D'Oraisa, so it seems to be that Hanan is working without the idea of Tam Ke'iker, as Rav Soloveitchik argued against this yisod of connecting these two Rabbeinu Tams. And that was the fundamental yisod of Hanan doesn't mean that it's transformed, but all Hanan means is that I have to be mevatel, I have to nullify not only the Isser itself, but I have to nullify the carrier of the Isser, the transporter of the Isser. We can't just be concerned of the Isser itself, but we also have to view all those things that are holding up the Isser, like when we applied the Adin of Atzamos as well, even though they don't have taste. The din of Bittul would apply to them as well. So that was the Yisod. So now we have a Machlekes, the Shach and Taz, how to approach this Lashon of Rabbeinu Tam, which is going to be relevant in terms of how we're going to understand what Rabbeinu Tam actually meant. Was he saying this overarching Chiddush to understand the fundamentals of Hanan? Or according to the Shach, he was just limiting to understand and limit when he's talking about Min Bimino, that is not relevant for Hanan, but not because this is now going to affect his entire focus and approach to Chaticha Atzma Nasis Nevela. So what we just added in from the Shach and the Taz is very relevant, especially depending on how you approach what we said last week in understanding the Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Ephraim builds up this entirely new yisod that we just said, is that Hanan is not relevant outside of Basar V'Cholav, and therefore this Gemara is much clearer in terms of why it said that it was dependent on Nesinas Tam. That is in terms of just the setup of the Tosos. The Rabbeinu Ephraim says that the Tosos discusses the Hemshech of the Gemara, how Rabbeinu Ephraim will have to understand within Rava why Salek is even relevant. Hello, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, if the Isser is there and the Isser is what's causing a problem, so why is Salek even relevant? And then Tosa says that you have to understand, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, you have to touch up the Gemara a little bit. Just to finish up the Raya's, how Rabbeinu Ephraim fits in, so Tosfos goes on to ask. If you look in the middle of Tosfos, Bekasha LePerusho, Tosfos asks, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, LeRava, according to the second answer of the Gemara, the Meshani Afilu Lo Kidin Vesilko, even if you weren't removing the Isser, My mahani le chaticha shel heter sheneser mitchila v'nasis nevela ba'alo la'olam ein tzarech shishim berotev ela kedei levatel chaticha shel nevela levada v'loi bo'in an shishim levatel shtei chaticha shel nevela v'shel heter sheneser tzeneser al yada. Says the Tosos, how does Rabbeinu Ephraim understand the Hemshah of the Gemara? If you're not saying that you weren't mesalik it, so why do you need the din of achiyitim botam? You just have to be mevatel the yisur that's still there, right? The kashal leferusho lerava the mishani afilu tema lekida mesilko. You didn't remove it. My mahani lechaticha shel etesh neser mitchila v'nasis nevela. Why is it helpful to change anything and to say that the chaticha shel heter was now mekabel tam from the chaticha shel iser and it was nasa levela? It always is that I have to. It's all a tunnel. It always is that I have to be mevatel the original iser. So what does it make a difference? The ain tzarich l'shar shishim. Ela osa chaticha. Sorry, v'loy ba'idin shishim levatel shtei chaticha shal nevela v'shal heter shneser al yada. Because there is no chanan, so I don't have to be mevatel the second piece. So why is it relevant? It's achiyitim botam into the second piece. If it's loy kidim v'silko, so then that statement of achiyitim botam is irrelevant because I'm always talking about that the original iser always was existing. So how does he read the Gemara, Rabbeinu Ephraim, if he's not assuming Hanan over here? So why do I have to even talk about Achiyite Botam into the second piece? It's just that the first piece is around. So be mevatel the first piece. There is no second piece. There is no Hanan. So on that, Tosfos says you have to add in to the Gemara that according to Rava's answer, you have to understand even though it's Lokidim Vesilko, but the original Isser what? Became smaller, it shrunk, and therefore it is relevant that it was no same time into the second piece, because the Isser is still Kayim, and the Isser is still around, and even though I'm not depending myself on Hanan, because I don't apply Hanan to Nevela, I only apply to Hanan to Basar V'Cholav, however, even in a case where I wasn't Kidim Basilik and it didn't remove the Isser, it's still relevant. Why? Because what? Because it's no longer fully intact, the size became smaller, and there was some absorption into the second piece. You have to change a little bit of the story in Rabbeinu Ephraim just to have the wording of the Gemara make sense. Achiyitein tam bechaticha shnia, even though we're not depending ourselves on the world of Hanan. Just to clarify what I'm saying right now. Tosfos says Rabbeinu Ephraim is saying Hanan's not relevant over here. This is not Basar V'Cholav. Hanan is not relevant. So therefore, Taisa says, okay, I can read the first answer to the Gemara that the first Isser is not around. So therefore, I need to know, did the second Isser retain a Tam Isser or did it not? That now it's going to be problematic, not because of Hanan, but because of what? A significant amount of Isser that's now being carried through the tunnel. But if you're going to say like the second answer that what? It's Afilu Loki, the Misilek, and the Isser is still Chai V'Kayim. So then why is it relevant? Achiyitim Otam into the Chadicha Shaleter. There is no Hanan according to Rabbeinu Ephraim. So the Gemara doesn't read straight. On that, Tosfos has to say, you're right, you missed a part of the story that Rabbeinu Ephraim has to add in. That what? That the original Isser wasn't removed, but the original Isser shrunk. And it had some Bliya into the second Chaticha. And even with that, even if we're not holding of Hanan, because we can't apply Hanan outside of the world of Basar V'Cholav, that was what Rava had to take care of, that there was enough of an absorption that would cause a problem that we have to make sure to be mevatel, not because of Hanan, but because of the Isser itself that now is significant, that's going to affect the rest of the Tarubas. So that's just a touch-up that Tosfos clearly needs to do in order to make Rabbeinu Ephraim fit in to the Gemara and have his Shita still be Oymed. Yeah, Avi.
So we're translating Kidim Vesilik as it being shrunk now?
I don't know if Tosfos is saying that that's what kidim is. No, we're not translating that. Sorry. The Rav is saying lo kidim v'silek. I mean, the Isser was not removed. So now Tosfos is bothered. If the Isser was not removed, that means the Isser is still there. So why do you need achiyitim botam b'chaticha shel heter?
Right. So then what does he do with the words? So what does he do with the words kidim misilkon?
So now it's bishaloki de misilkon. The isser is still in the pot, yet it's still relevant that the isser gave off some taste into the other chaticha. You know why? Because the isser shrunk.
Okay.
Otherwise, we'd be stuck. Why? If the pieces are still there, and the piece is still intact, and you're not depending yourself on Hanan like Rabbeinu Ephraim is all subscribing to, so then what do you need anything about missing Nes Tam? You have isser right in front of you.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
How do we say lo shaktim basilka?
Rava says that.
It says that it was, though, no? I feel the low. Okay, fine. The next stop. All right. Sorry about that. Thank you.
Rabbi Sai, that is the bulk of Tosis going back and forth within the famous Machlokes, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Ephraim. And that is, and then Tosis goes on and he says that you have to really, one of Rabbeinu Ephraim's rayas is from a Gemara we learned earlier on Sadi Chesem and Aleph, the Gemara that was talking about Chelev that fell into a Dikula, right? And the Gemara wanted to know that it's Balto B'Shishim. So says Rabbeinu Ephraim, why? Why didn't you say Hanan? Why didn't you say Hanan in that Sugya? So first of all, right, that's Rabbeinu Ephraim's Raya, that it's Chelev and you don't say Hanan by Shari Sur. But then Taisa says it's not necessarily so clear that that was talking about a pot. Maybe it's talking about a basket. Like if you remember, we learned in the past that there were Rishonim that said that there wasn't a blia into the other chatichos. If you understand like that, it's talking about a basket. It's not talking about a pot. So then Mamela Rabbi Isai, that's going to be madcha that from being a raya. But Rabbi Ephraim clearly thought it was a pot. And the reason why there wasn't an isser transferred to the other pieces, even though there was heat, is because you don't say Hanan by Chelev by Shar Isur. Rabbi Isai, I just want to turn your attention to something towards the end of the fat lines of the Tosfos. Another answer, he says, that the reason why I had to get out of that Gemara by Dikula and Sadiches, in addition to saying that it's a basket, or not, if you don't want to say like Rabbi Ephraim, that you don't say Hanan by Shari Surim, you could say like Rabbi Lazar Mimitz, that Taisus said, we spoke about the first week of Shir, that in half a Chaticha, you don't say Hanan. You need a Bliya in the full Chaticha. Okay. Now, if you skip to the second to last line of the fat lines of Taisus before you turn it down. Ve'ein raya l'Rabbeinu Ephraim, mehal da'amr trumas, perakei mishnevo, ein ha'meduma medamea el lefi cheshmen. V'lo yamrin en shi'asa ha'kol truma. Let's say you have truma that falls into a taruvis. We know that if truma falls into a taruvis, right, that becomes meduma. And if there's no shir bittel of mea, which is the shir of nullification when it comes to truma, so then the entire item becomes meduma, right? So Taisa says, what happens if it falls into a very, very large vat of chulin? And the Taisa says, you don't say that the entire item becomes, that everything in there becomes truma, because you just aser lefi cheshbon. You aser lefi, the capacity of what a piece of truma has the ability to aser. Let's say for argument's sake, it will affect 100, whatever pieces it's nice and tam into. And that's the effect of the truma. But you don't say that that truma now continues to ask the other pieces and now continue that now it's going to affect the entire vat. Rather, we only ask the truma, ein amaduma oiser el lafi cheshbin. Rabbi Isai, frek toises akasha, by definition, if you're saying ein amaduma neser el lafi cheshbin, what are you assuming? That you don't say chanan by what? By Shari Surin. Isn't this a beferish araya to Rabbeinu Ephraim? That by truma, we're not saying this becomes usher, and then that's going to usher something else, and then that's going to be usher something else, and then you're going to ultimately usher the whole barrel. Because why? Because Hanan doesn't apply to Shari Surim. Isn't that araya brura to the Rabbeinu Ephraim? So Rabbi Isai,
the case one more time.
You have truma that fell in. Very simple. You have truma that fell in, right? You have truma that fell in. Let's look up the mission in trumas. Tzvi! Tzvi!
Yeah.
No, no, no. Oh, wow. Tzvi, you're on?
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Better-ish.
Wow. That's Mesiris Nefesh. Hold on. Tzvi stole my brachas. I'll be right back.
Eric, hey, Mishnah Vav. Saw truma. Shenafel lepachos mimeya. Saw truma that fell into less than 100. So it asers, right? That's the ratio that asers. V'nidmu v'nafel min amaduma l'makam acher. Then it, I'm sorry. Then it fell into another vat. Then it fell into another vat. So what happens? Says the Mishnah. Rav Lazar Amar Medameres Ketrumas Vadech Amarim Ein Ameduma Medabe El Lefi Cheshbin. It doesn't affect the other ones. It only assers the amount that it has the ability to asser up to 90. And it's not going to continue assering. I don't understand something, asked Tosis. But the original Truma what? Now becomes, the original Chulin now becomes Meduma. So now you should say Hanan and that should have the ability to asser the other vet. Again, up until 99. You understand, David?
It's saying that the first vat became osser because,
and then that doesn't. We don't say now if that vat falls into another vat that an osser is now also. It's only ossering the truma, the original truma. So that's ein by chanan. That's assuming ein chanan shtarko
l'isurin. I mean, there's no tom. There's no. Why would tom go in? Is tom being transferred here?
Oh, beautiful. So the commissioner doesn't really make a distinction. So let's say there was tom. Let's say there was Tom. So one answer is that the Mishnah, what Yosef is saying, is that this is not a riot to anything. Is that over here, there's no missing as Tom over here. And that's why he doesn't have the ability to. But it sounds like it's even assuming if there was this test Tom. It's sounding like there's the episode that Enosh Ruben has to Elifich, even assuming that there was this as Tom over here and there was an ability to transfer the taste. So why not? Why don't you say not?
But isn't this
look at what they... What?
I'm not taking, it's not one piece is getting taste from another piece and then ossering other pieces. This is an entire taruvis that became osser. And now this is not no longer chumar true. This is meduma now, and then it falls into another thing.
Yeah, and yet it's not ossering anymore. Why not?
Is chanan relevant here though?
It seems like it's not chanan. It doesn't seem like it's not.
It's not chanan. Why not?
No, I'm saying it doesn't seem like it's the parsha of chanan.
We apply chanan to shari surim, so there's an isser over here.
Isn't it with the difference? Fia falls onto another, sure. And then that piece touches something else.
Who was Asr Tazarim?
Entire pot.
What?
This entire pot of Chulin and Truma became Asr.
They're all Chaticha Atzman Asr the Veil. They're all Chatichas that are Asr. So why don't you say it at Vaiter?
Why is it
becomes
Taruvus?
What?
Why isn't Taruvus, the entire Taruvus should be Asr? And then it's
the entire Taruvus is Meduma.
Right, so then that's a different. It doesn't seem like it's the parsha of Hanan, meaning because
why is that the same thing as Hanan? Haticha atzman asin nevela. Who cares whether you're talking about Isra nevela or who cares whether you're talking about Isra truma?
I just thought like I understood it that by Hanan is that we're now going to measure that one haticha, right? Does that haticha become aser, and then now we compare that to the entire pot? Where this
you
is,
do, you're exactly. So why don't you say that when it comes to other pieces of truma?
There's no Isra being transferred now.
Why not? Isra truma.
But the truma is, there's one piece of truma and there's a piece of meat. There's a piece of chulin. So it's not, there's no transfer there. It's just sitting in the same bin.
Let's assume there was a transfer. Let's say it was cooked together.
It was cooked together.
It would still be true. Mishnah's not saying only in a case where it's not, where there's no blia. That was what you asked before.
What do you mean? Doesn't Tosfos say after there's a difference between yavesh and...
Oh, that's how the lawyer says Tosfos, not that there wasn't a taste transfer. Says, what does Taisa say?
What? Yes, there wasn't a blia.
Oh, the yesh lechalik bein davar yavish ledavar aneser al yedei blia. Oh, so Taisa says exactly what Yosef says. You have to assume over there that it wasn't, there was no blia asurus. So the whole kasha is not even a kasha. It doesn't even get off the ground. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't have a problem with this Mishnah because there was never a blia asura. It's just pieces of wheat or pieces of truma that were never malay in the first vat. So therefore, that's why it didn't Hanan didn't apply. Okay, very good. It makes the Mishnah not to be a conclusive, to be a raya
for the Rabbein Ochai. However, Rabbi Sai, there is a Mordechai. Turn to the back of your Gemaras, Rabosai, to the Mordechai. Where did I put the Mordechai, Rabbi Sai? What, Simon?
Tafresh Tzadi Zion.
Tafresh Tzadi Zion. Let's see it together, Rabbi Sai, because this is going to change everything. Mordechai was asked whether or not he paskins like the Rabbeinu Tam or the Rabbeinu Ephraim. He had to paskin for his shul, for his shtot. Tough phrase, what?
Tzadik Zion.
Let's skip to Tafresh Tzadi Zayin. Va'ata nira li la'achria. Who's he being machria? Between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. Af ki ein Talmud machria. Even though I view myself as a Talmud, and I don't have the places to really be machria between such great giants. Nira li, devadai bechol shar yisur nemra chaticha atzis nevela. Says the Mordechai Paskins la'alocha Rabbi Sai. And this is consistent, Rabbi Yisai, with the Shita of the Ashkenazim, which usually follows the Mordechai, that we ply Chatich Atzus Nevela to Shar Yisurim, right? Everyone with me? V'davke b'chaticha atzma mitam chashivas ha-chaticha v'isr nikr u'mugdolhu nasis nevela v'neser levada. Ki eich yitztarif shom heter elea levata la isr abaluba. Ulefichach oiseres kulon, b'tzarach kedei levatel kol achaticha. Imein rui l'skabi to dover sheminyu. Aval dover lach roitev oi truma bechulin, v'yayin b'mayim, da'avodes kechovim, o kegoin roitev b'roitev, kegoin benidoin zed, de'ein iser nikol v'nivdal, ve'en kachashivas a'iser misurav b'heter, ha'sheini amarishon, ולא שייך כלל למימר חתיך עץ מנסס נבל, לעסס הכל עשר, ולהטריך שישים עם כל התרובס, ושים דבר זה נגד עיניך, ונוכל לתארץ מה שייך שבתויסס, פעם לזה ופעם לזה, ועל פי זה התארתי מייסר שבו ליד. What did the Mordechai just say, and what type of game changer is this, Rabbi Yisai? The Mordechai just said something startling.
There's no chanan balach balach.
There is no chanan by lach belach. Take the phrase and listen to it. Chaticha atzma nasis nevel. So not only what Tais is saying, if you have two davar yavish, that's not boleya, obviously there's not going to be chaticha atzma nasis nevela. But if you have even a lach belach with heat, there's not going to be chaticha atzma nasis nevela. Why? Because what it means is there was an iser that fell onto a chaticha, and that chaticha is recognizable, and it's clear, and now we pointed to when we said there was no shir shishim in that chaticha that had a bli asura into it, that is where we apply chanan. But where everything is mu'ura, where everything is mavulva, where everything is not nikar, and there was never a stage that you could say it fell on that is clear in yadua, then we're not going to apply the principle Chaticha Atzma Nasis Nevel. Wow! Unbelievable! Every case of Lach Belach, there's not going to be Chaticha Atzma Nasis Nevela. Rabosai, who clearly disagrees with this, I'm going to tell you that I can see clearly from Tysis, from our Tysis, in the next line of Tysis, that asked the Kasha from what? From Yayin Nesech falling into other wine. Tysis says, what is Rabbeinu Ephraim? What's Rabbeinu Gam going to do? Rabbeinu Ephraim understands why there was no Hanan in the Gemara, but is Zara by Yayin Nesech falling into wine? Because that's Shari Surin. How's Rabbeinu Tam going to answer that? Says Tysis, no, Isser Mashu. Isser Mashu, Rabbeinu Tam says you don't have a Hanan. So that's the way Tysis resolves the question based on Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim about Yayin Nesech. According to Mordechai, the Kasha doesn't even start. Why doesn't the Kasha even start? Because it's Lach Belach. Lach Belach never has the issue, Hanan. Whoa. My Rebbe Rabbi Sai. Ari, give me 1 second. My Rebbe Rabbi Sai, I got a Shiloh last week. A woman called me up. She said that her doctor says that her son needs a certain formula in order for his development. And the one that she bought was called Neutrogenamine. Alimentum and Neutrogenamine. Neutrogenamine and Alimentum have 20% of a pancreas that's heated up of a pig that's put into the formula. Now the question is, do you say Hanan that now I have to be Mavatel all of that into what it came into to now that I'm not going to have a Shir Shisha? But it's a case of Lach Belach. So do I possibly say that even though in its original Taruvis it was 20%, but now in the larger Taruvis, now it's not going to be that. So then the ultimate question is, do I take into account the original stage that it was in when it was heated up with the liquid and now say Chaticha Atzma Nasis Nevela because originally it was 20% of the Taruvis? So this comes down to whether or not I can accept La Halacha this Mordechai. So if you think any of this is relevant, Rabbi Isai, it's relevant that I had a Shiloh last week with Alimentum and Neutrogenamine about Alach Balach, whether or not I paskin Hanan. Kashrus agencies deal with this Mordechai all the time. Can we rely on it or can we not rely on it? What do you say? How do you paskin? What's the din? Can one approach the sugya of Chaticha Atzmanasis Nevela, even according to the Ramah that says we paskin against the Sephardim, that Chaticha Atzmanasis Nevela applies to Shari Surim? Is there any leniency that you could say if it's not a Chaticha, but it's just Lach Belach, like the Mordechai approaches? Yeah.
According to the Mordechai, by Basar V'Chalav, does he also say it's Lach Belach?
I don't think
or it's
so.
Just by Shari Surim.
Dafka by Shari Surim. It's being machriya between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rabbeinu Ephraim.
Doesn't formula come in powder? Isn't it dry?
Powder, first of all, is Lach Belach. But it's not relevant. Originally, it was Lach Belach also.
Wouldn't you anyway not have the problem?
And Rabbi said that comes up also, Lagabe, that issue of powder being Lach Belach, according to many poskim. If you remember, I spoke about this at the beginning of the year. That comes up actually on Pesach. Because we make a difference between chametz being aser b'mashu, chozer v'neir, if it's bottled before Pesach, we make a distinction between lach b'lach and yavish yavish, if you remember the Ramon the Machaber in Simin Tov Mem Zayin. So if that's going to be the case, we have to know legabe powdered ingredients and also relevant legabe certain flour that wasn't necessarily bottled, that was bottled before Pesach in matzah. Do you have to be concerned when it comes to flour, or can you say that flour with flour is going to be batel and is not going to be chozer v'neir? It might affect your matzahs if it never became batel, and the fact that flour is lach b'lach might be helpful in terms of those issues. Yeah, David.
Actually, how does
Malik? You finished, Malik?
No, I was just also going to ask, since it's only 20% of the pancreas, don't you not have a nicker, like a nicker piece, so then the Hanan doesn't get off the ground?
That's the Shiloh. That's only if you assume the Mordechai, but if we don't assume the Mordechai, it's not helpful. That's the Shiloh.
So just given the Mordechai, that's good.
The question is, that's what I want to know. Can I be Semich on the Mordechai, and can I be Makel for this woman? She already spent, I asked her, can you return it? She said, I already spent $150 on it. I said, okay, but can you return it? She said, I paid for it with insurance money that I cannot retrieve. So is that relevant to the Shaila, Rabbi Say? I want to know, is it mutter? Is it not? And does the amount that she paid make a difference? And is there anything else to be Saimichan over here?
Doesn't there almost say that if it's costly?
Oh, so that's exactly what I was looking for. So as Yosef said correctly, the Ramah says we don't initially paskin like this Mordechai. Usually we want to be machbir by Hanan, by lach balach, but says the Ramah, by hefsid meruba, a person does have the right to be make. So, number one, my original approach was over here, it was hefsid meruba. That was number one. Number two, there were certain shittas, the Rav Shechter assumed that there's a strong argument. This is a little bit of a debate between Rav Shechter and Rav Belsky. In addition to being an issue that's fundamentally based on Hanan by Lach Balach, number two, it's a formula that's given to children, and it's a question of whether or not the kids' taste buds, there's an argument to say that through the process, it was Nifsal La'achila, and therefore it's going to be Mutter through Nifsal Be'achila. However, Rav Belsky was of the opinion that once the child needs this, so perhaps you could say achshave, like we learned in older sugyas, that now just like you take a pill, just like you take something that's not roi la'achila, like the charcoal, like the chametz that was burnt up, that the Rush says that's going to be a problem of achshave. So even if this is considered nifsal, so maybe perhaps the child is now going to be considered being machshav this item since he drinks it. Rav Shechter disagreed with Rav Belsky. Rav Shechter thought that it's not shayach for a child who doesn't have real taste bud and doesn't develop his mouth to now be considered achshave, to now revive the item from its original nifsal status. So, in addition to whether or not you would be considered this hanan and therefore be chaticha asvenas nevela because it's lach balach, Rav Shechter added another sniff lahakil that perhaps you could rely, again, assuming that it is nifsal, which was part of the debate, assuming that it is actually nifsal la'achila, so you don't say achshade when it comes to a child eating this formula because he doesn't have the ability to trigger the achshave and the bimachshav status that we have when it comes to adults, that we have to be concerned when it comes to Isurim and the Yantab of Pesach, which is actually the source, according to the Rush, of the Isser of Achshave. So that, in conjunction with Rav Shechter's assumption, plus this was a case of a serious hefsid that you would not be able to return, I thought that under all those suggestions, this would be Mutter over here, and she would be able to serve the Neutrogenum and the Alimentum in this situation, even though by other people, I ask them, ideally, if they can, to ask their doctor if the other non-pancreas, pig pancreas formula, even if a child needs this specific type, there are other options, and sometimes the doctor is more makel, depending on the status of the child. There is one other tshuva that I'd like to talk to you about. Rav Moshe had a similar shaila of Hanan by Lach Balach when it came to something that was dealing with blias from Yayin Nesech, from Goyish wine that was coming out in terms of the production of alcohol in the tshuva that I put on the Mar Mekaymus. Yeah, Arya.
Just going back to Mordechai, when the Mordechai says it's all Bata B'Shishim, he includes Truma B'Chulin in that list. Is he saying Truma is Batal B'Shishim, not B'Meah? Or he's no, just saying, like, talking other about things, like things that are Batal B'Shishim or Batal B'Shishim. He's not saying...
Where does he say Batal B'Shishim?
Halitzich Shishim in Kol HaTaruvus. The third to last line.
O Truma B'Chulin V'Yayim B'Mayim D'Avayit Z'Chavim O K'Gon Rotev B'Rotev G'Gon Nidah Zeh. Well, right. On the tzad that you would say that it would be Hanan, you're right, you would need Meya for Truma. So, but he's saying that you don't say it, so therefore you don't need it.
You don't say Hanan, you don't need Meya?
You don't need Meya for the original vet, right. Right.
Yeah, David.
Conceptually, how does Hanan Lach Balach work? Meaning, what is it attaching to that it's now going to transfer other to like a certain things?
The original non-shishim amount of liquid that it fell into.
That all comes off there. But then why is that? What is that dealing with Hanan? Wouldn't that be I just don't have enough to be Vata the Isser?
No, but now I have new volume that I have to take care of when it falls into a next vat. All of that becomes Usser.
So it's saying that
for the Mordechai, that's not the case because it's all liquid.
Meaning if I had Isser that fell into a pot and that wasn't Shishim, then that whole pot became Isser. If that pot now falls into another pot.
Yeah, whereas according to the Mordechai, it's not because it's Lach Balach.
Thank you.
Okay, Rabbi Say, this is a real game changer potentially, at least in cases of Hefs and Merubah, and it could really affect a lot of kasher situations. So maybe we'll just look at that Rav Maisha Tshuva, the beginning of tomorrow's Seder, and then we'll move on to Salik as we finish the entire Sugya and that this big Nekuda of Hanan. Yeah, Yosef.
Rabbi, that Shiloh that you got, would Spartan paskin that it's completely okay because of they say it's 100% good. Well,
doesn't get off the ground. Yeah.
I mean, why is it not considered, meaning it's not actually because the kid doesn't have das? That's like, meaning he's not doing it.
That was just an interesting machlekes between Rav Schefter and Rav Belsky that comes up through this analysis. Again, there are a few other details that I'm leaving out of it, whether or not they're technical details, whether or not it is actually Nifsal or it's not actually Nifsal. I'm saying there's lumbus, even if you assume it's Nifsal, Rebelski thought that simply a child lives off of this at automatic option. And Rebelski thought that option should be limited to adult who would not tell it and not to a child that doesn't know any difference between what he's drinking.
Okay.